Exclusive: Republicans request info on tremendous boost to EPA to carry out Biden climate agenda. By Sean Moran on February 23, 2024. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chair Kathy McMorris Rogers, RWA, and Representative Buddy Carter, RGA, have requested detailed information about the Environmental Protection Agency's EPA plans to carry out President Joe Biden's climate change agenda. McMorris Rogers and Carter wrote in a letter to Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, Administrator Michael Regan, which was obtained by Breitbart News, as the agency is managing and prioritizing the tremendous increase in resources the agency received under the Inflation Reduction Act and the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The two Republicans noted that prior to the end of 2023, the agency said it hired 1,977 new employees in 2023, which represents a 12.4% increase of the EPA's 15,937 current employees. The House Energy and Commerce Committee leaders want to know the total number of employees working at the EPA's headquarters. Please include a breakdown of the total number of full-time equivalent FTE employees at each level of the general schedule, G's pay scale, as well as any contractors paid with EPA funds, and how these numbers have changed since January 2021. The total number of employees working in each EPA regional office. Please include a breakdown of the total number of FTE employees at each level of the G's pay scale, as well as any contractors paid with EPA funds, and how these numbers have changed since January 2021. The total number of FTE employees, as well as any contractors paid with EPA funds, employed within each of the following: Office of the Administrator, Office of Air and Radiation, Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention, Office of the Chief Financial Officer, Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance, Office of Environmental Justice and External Civil Rights, Office of General Counsel, Office of Inspector General, Office of International and Tribal Affairs, Office of Land and Emergency Management, Office of Mission Support, Office of Research and Development, and the Office of Water. Please include a breakdown of the total number of employees at each level of the G's pay scale in the various offices, as well as any contractors paid with EPA funds, and how these numbers have changed since January 2021. Despite their names, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act as well as the Inflation Reduction Act both contain massive carve-outs to boost the green industry. In a similar fashion, the $700 billion Inflation Reduction Act would spend hundreds of billions of dollars on climate change. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.